Hello, I am Kendra, and welcome to my podcast, Sustainably Minded. Clever name there. This podcast is going to be all about living sustainably and conservation and environmental topics, a bunch of different kinds. I'm going to try and make it as varied as possible. It's probably, as I just kind of said, it's probably going to be all over the place. That's kind of how I roll. That's how my mind works. But it's all going to come back to relating to our planet and how to make what we do in our daily lives better for the planet and for ourselves. There's going to be episodes on sustainable swaps, just sustainability in general, current issues in conservation, controversies in conservation. The science of plastic is one that I really want to do. It's something I'm really passionate about. Animal captivity is a big one a lot of people wanted, and a lot more. I got a lot of really awesome feedback on my Instagram for what people want to hear and know about, and I'm super pumped about that. I was really nervous that no one was going to say anything because they're not interested, and honestly, I'm really nervous because I don't know how this is going to do, but it's something that I've had on my mind for a while, and I think could actually be a really fun outlet. I talk a lot, and I'm pretty good at talking. The only thing is I hate hearing my voice back. So that's the issue. I've thought about doing a YouTube for a while, but I really don't like filming myself. So I was like, hey, I like to talk and I don't gotta look at myself. So let's just do a podcast. So now here we are with this podcast, and I hope it goes well. So yeah, I'm gonna have my friends on. I'm gonna try and get guests on who are in fields of conservation and research and study of plastics, of a bunch of whatever you guys want. If you have suggestions, I want them on. I want to talk to people, and I want to hear more ideas. So if you have an idea, shoot me a DM. I think most of you will be following me who listen, at least at first. But if you don't know my Instagram, it is at harpseal111. Just send me a DM what you want to hear, and easy peasy lemon squeezy, boom. I really just want to make episodes that people want to know about, things that people want to know about, and about things that I want to know about. I like doing research. I like looking into these things. I like helping people, and I like helping myself. I like growing. I've done a lot of research for posts before and everything, and it does end up changing my ideas and my understanding on topics. And so that's, I see a great benefit in that. So for this first episode, I really wanted to start out, or I thought it would be a good idea to start out with an introduction to me, because I think a lot of you guys know me, but some people may only know me from college, or some people may only know me from Instagram. Some know me from back home where I was raised. But I think it's just a good idea to get it started. My origin story, you could say. So I was born in Texas and lived there for the first few years of my life, and then my entire family moved to Arizona, where I have lived ever since. I know, desert girl turned marine biologist. It's a fun story. And growing up, I wanted to be a lot of things, mostly all science related. I really wanted to be an astronomer for like a year. I really don't remember why. I wanted to be a volcanologist. Again, I don't know why. I know I have like volcanology books, but I was like dead set for like a year about studying volcanology. I don't know. But mostly what I really wanted to do was be a SeaWorld orca trainer. And I've wanted that since I was like five or younger. Five, I feel like, is when like I really probably like started vocalizing it. But I loved SeaWorld ever since I was like little. Like, we have pictures of me at SeaWorld at like 9 months old, in Shamu Stadium, and like scrapbooks when I'm like a baby, and they're like, Kendra loved the orcas. And it's like, yeah, she hasn't changed 21 years later. Free Willy was my favorite movie growing up, and like Balto, but like mostly Free Willy. And then I was obsessed with SeaWorld. We went when we lived in Texas to San Antonio, and then we moved to Arizona, and we started going to the San Diego park. And so I was gonna, so all throughout like middle school, I think fifth grade, middle school, in high school, I was most, well, middle school, I had the astronomy and volcanology years. Like, I don't know why. Instead of an emo phase, I had like an astronomer volcanology phase. Oh, and when I was little, I wanted to be a jockey, but that's like unrelated. But again, I liked riding horses. But yeah, so when I got back to high school, in middle school, I was like, oh, I want to be a marine biologist, study marine biology to go work at SeaWorld. boom. So I primarily was focused on this. That's what I wanted to do. Just go to college, get a degree in biology, and then go over to SeaWorld. That was like the only thing I wanted. And then I watched Blackfish, I want to say when I was like a sophomore in high school, and it did not change anything, at least at first. I watched it, and I think my comment was like, oh, that's really sad. I did not know any of that. Well, I still want to work there, and just kept going with my goal. Like, it didn't change my mind. It didn't change my ideas on the park, because I was just obsessed with the orcas. I didn't even know much about, like what SeaWorld did in terms of rescues. Like, I was definitely not like, SeaWorld's the best and they do so many good things. I was just like, okay, ooh, you're sad that whales are kept in tanks. Like, I loved the animals, but I still didn't like have a deep comprehension for, I feel like, animal intelligence and welfare for some reason, which I think is really odd that, like, growing up obsessed with animals, I still didn't comprehend or really like want to think that they were like beings as well. I don't know. Not that I didn't want to, but I just didn't. It just wasn't something I had. So I think that's why when I watched it, I was like, oh, these people are just crybabies. Which is sad. But, and then Kasaka died. And Kasaka, for those who don't know, she was the matriarch or like the leader orca of the San Diego pod. I really, really loved her. I grew up with her being in all the shows and like interacting. Two of her calves I really, really loved. Nakai and Makani, I both got to see as babies. I saw Makani as like a fresh baby. And we have pictures of when I was at SeaWorld when I was younger of Nakai. He was such a cute baby. And I had just grown up watching her, wanting to work with her. And I think her death just like really changed how I viewed it. And like I was slowly starting to learn more throughout my years in high school. I was definitely getting more aware about orca's intelligence and all that, like really learning. And just watching, because like her death was like, we like watched it as people who like were involved in the SeaWorld community. There were pictures of her and she had like sores all over her body, not all over, but like on the, essentially her chin, like her undermouth area where it's white. There were like these open sores. And it was just really hard to see. And so I think after she died, I think I watched Blackfish again, and it really did actually like change me. And that changed my mind, and I went like anti-captivity. I was just like, F this. I don't support them. They're super cruel to these whales. And I was like that for like a whole year. I want to say like my junior year of high school, I was like that. And then senior year came along, and I bought the book, Beneath the Surface by John Hargrove. And it changed my mind again, which it's not supposed to do. That book is meant to make you not like SeaWorld. But for some reason, when I read it, I was like, wow, I really want to be a trainer. Thank you, John. And I like, that's thinking back, that's like not the intention of the book at all. But that's what happened. I totally was like, oh, I'm back on this train. And I started getting back on to like wanting to work at SeaWorld for like a whole nother year. So then I went into college wanting to work at SeaWorld. So for my like almost whole freshman year, I wanted to work at SeaWorld again. And then we went to SeaWorld. My family went to SeaWorld and had a great time, not going to lie. Absolutely loved it. But I think after I left, once again, I was kind of like, I don't really agree with this. And I think it was the first time I had gone to SeaWorld since everything, like since changing my mind multiple times. Like I hadn't been in like 2 or 3 years. And so I think going and again, like seeing it all with all the facts about why it's bad for them, why it's like not good for orcas, that's what changed me back to being anti-cap after my trip. So I came back to school and I was like, well, crap, what am I gonna do now? Because all I wanted was to work at SeaWorld. And then we had, and while we were there, because it was honestly just cheaper, we bought annual passes for the whole year. So now we have tickets to SeaWorld for an entire year. So even after I left and I changed my mind, I was like, oh, I'm anti-cap again. I went to SeaWorld like another two or three times that year, and did killer whales up close tours. I bought stuffed animal. I think I bought a t-shirt. Like, I, like, was giving money to the corporation while I was not wanting to support it, which I don't recommend doing at all. That was a weak part in me. And all this was before I even got into conservation, too. So I wasn't even, like, I think I was just confused because I still wanted to work there in my heart because I love those animals. I just want to work with the orcas. But at the same time, it's like it was constantly a conflict. And it still is a little bit. Like, it's definitely a mixed emotion that I have towards SeaWorld. It gave me a lot of joy. Like, I love SeaWorld, I think, more than, like, Disneyland. But I know that I shouldn't really love going, and that it shouldn't be amazing to see these animals because they're in these tanks, and it is really sad when you, like, think about it. Or at least for me, that's how I view it. But again, I will go, or I have gone, I haven't gone recently, but when I would go, even when I was in Anticap, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Like, I walk into the stadium and I'd just be so excited, and I'd see the whales in the tank and I'd be like, oh my gosh, there's Ikaika. He's playing with the water spout or whatever. And I wouldn't even think about the Anticap stuff. I would just be so happy to see not my whales, but, like, my whales, these ones that I grew up with that I loved, that I can, like, tell who's who, and I know some of their personality traits, and I've interacted with some of them and all this stuff. So it's all conflicting. And some, there are still days where I'm like, man, a trip to SeaWorld would make today really fun. But then I'm also like, no, I don't want to give my money to this corporation. So it's complicated. I'm a complicated person. In conclusion, in short, I am against orca captivity, but I love the animals that they have in their tanks. And we can do a whole episode on that. And I would love to have someone else come on to talk about it. And if, especially if they're, like, a pro-captivity person, I'd love to have people who haven't been to SeaWorld and hear what they have to say. I'm definitely down to play that devil's advocate and just support SeaWorld in an argument. But anyway, moving on. I am now in college in Hawaii. I live on Oahu, and I'm studying marine biology, and it's super, super fun. I wasn't involved in conservation at all when I first got here. The only things in high school I ever did, like, related to, I guess, animals or conservation was one time I emailed my headmaster that I wanted to give a talk to the whole school about orca captivity, but she was like, you can't do that because that's really political. So I didn't do that. And then I volunteered at a zoo for 2 summers. But I didn't, like, do, like, anything to really prepare for working or, like, going into marine biology. I didn't, and I live in Arizona, so it's hard, but, like, I really didn't do anything, which is bad. I'm here, but I highly recommend people do something, but I didn't, and I really wish I had. I wasn't involved my whole first semester at college. I was kind of a recluse. I think I stayed in my room a lot. And then I got to my second semester in February of 2018, I went to my first One Ocean Beach cleanup, and that's when I really first started getting involved in conservation. So it's almost 2 years ago, and that's when I met some awesome people who I now call my friends today, like Kenna, at Kenna Aloha, my dear, dear friend. I met her there, and I remember we talked a little bit, but I then went and, like, followed her, and I was like, oh my gosh, these people are so cool. I want to do this. I want to help the ocean. I want to raise awareness for plastics. I want to raise awareness with shark conservation. That's when I met Tess, another girl with One Ocean. That's when I met Ocean Ramsey and Juan. I think I met Nadine and Natalie there too. I met a ton of people. I met a ton of people from One Ocean and Keiko Conservation, which was awesome. And then since that cleanup in February of 2018, I have been to almost every single beach cleanup. I miss some in the summers when I'm not here, and I miss one every winter when I go home for 3 weeks. But other than that, been to all of them. And then a few months after that beach cleanup, I became a One Ocean ambassador, which really kickstarted my journey to where I am now. I remember at the first beach cleanup I went to, seeing all the plastic, it really changed my mind, and it really made me want to work with conservation. I hadn't realized how bad it was. I didn't even know plastic was bad, honestly. I was not in my mind frame at all in Arizona, or my first semester, which I didn't really go to the beach my first semester. But when I did, it was like, higher and just tanning and you don't notice it. Because sometimes it's really little and there are some beaches that it really doesn't even look that bad. And I think that's where I went. But to this beach, it was awful and it was so sad to see. And so I feel like my eyes opened to the world and to pollution and to like the reality of what was happening. I had heard about global warming and pollution, but I always thought pollution was just like, well, ride your bike instead of driving your car and stuff. And global warming, like, I didn't really hear much about that either, so I wasn't really involved. I was like, whatever, not my problem. But then all this really changed my mind. These people that I met here that were really passionate, that changed my mind. And that made me want to be more passionate and change my life to help the planet and to help the ocean and to help all the creatures in the ocean. So that's when I started. I think the first things I started doing was I stopped complaining about the paper bags that you get at the grocery stores here. I started buying the reusable bags. I got this bamboo spoon fork thing from a One Ocean cleanup that I would take everywhere so I wouldn't have to use plastic utensils. And that's really what I did for like the first few months and probably even like a year. Like, I really didn't do much more than that. Other than like, I would say no to bags. I'd say no to a straw, of course. But I didn't do much more than that. I really was like, well, I'm not using single use plastics. And I went into like water bottles. But, as I kept learning, I realized this isn't enough, or I don't feel like this is enough, at least for me, that I want to do more to live sustainably. And now my goal is to become as zero waste as possible. Zero waste isn't possible, sadly. We all are going to like produce some kind of waste, but I want to try. And I'm also trying to go more vegan, which kind of helps with like the whole zero waste thing. But that's really, really recent. And it's something I try really hard to implement. I'm not like vegan. I'll tell you, I've just bought a thing of eggs like last night. I love eggs. I'm so hard to get rid of eggs. It's like meat I'm okay with. I don't eat meat unless I'm going out to eat. I don't buy meat. I buy vegan meats, actually. So I have like vegan chicken nuggets and vegan taco meat in my fridge, in my freezer. And I just buy all produce. And like I have vegan yogurt and I only do plant milks. But I do still have a burrito and whatnot occasionally. I'm not going to lie. I'm working on it. And that's what matters. Plus on top of that, I got really involved in killer whale conservation. So actual work. I became an ambassador for PNW Protectors recently, but before that I'd make posts all the time about, Southern residents. I have a little t-shirt company and we donate a portion of the t-shirts sold for the Southern residents. I donate my own money to Southern residents. I also got involved in shark conservation, which is a lot through One Ocean. I'm also an ambassador for Ocean Mimic, which is a swimsuit company. They're really awesome. And I'm a lead ambassador for Women in Ocean Science, which is like a global group. I'm also president of the Marine Biology Club at my university, which I just put on a beach cleanup for students. We have like movie nights, fun stuff like that. And all these have been really awesome opportunities for me. And I've been able to grow a social network and like a business job network for like my future. And I've made some awesome friendships all around the world. Seriously, my biggest tip to anyone entering the marine biology field or any field, but for me, marine biology, is to talk to people within your comfort zone. But I did all mine on social media, so I don't mean like just go up to people and be like, yo, what's up, marine bio. I just would DM companies and people and be like, I love what you're talking about. Oh my gosh, me too. Like stuff like that. And then you just kind of grow a friendship, like put yourself out there. I would say to where you're like within your comforts, like if you are really socially anxious, but also stretch yourself. That's how I got so close to some awesome people and got so involved. Like one example is the awesome people over at Co-Extinction. I only really was able to have a really good friendship with them because I reached out, and now like we FaceTime, we text. But at first it was just occasional DMs, and now it's like a genuine friendship. So that's a big tip. If anyone wants a tip for marine biology, network, talk to people, use your platform, use your social media, whatever. Another thing someone asked me on Instagram, all about me, was, what makes me so entrepreneurial? I'm pretty sure I say that word wrong. I apologize. But I would say it's because my minor at school is entrepreneurship. And my freshman year, I helped a friend with her. She was doing a entrepreneurship competition and she needed an extra person for her team. And I was like, yeah, sure. And she was designing a photography app. And through that process, we got closer and she ended up starting this like little t-shirt business and was like, yo, what if I designed some like conservation t-shirts? Would you want to help? Would you give me some awesome ideas? We could like work together. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm down. And that's when my first little business, OC & Co. started, which is Ocean Conversation and Company. And then from there, I've helped with a reef restoration project. I helped on that for a few months here at school. I did another entrepreneurship competition with that. And then within like the last week, no, 2 weeks, me and my friend Grace started a pasta business here at school where we make fresh pasta and sell it. So I guess I am pretty entrepreneurial. I find it really fun. I like the challenge, I guess. I really like marketing. I think a lot of my marketing classes have really helped with that. Like the skill in me wanting to do it. So that's been a blast, and I think I'm going to keep doing that in my future. It just kind of gives me a nice hobby, and it's a productive hobby, and it makes money. Which is when a hobby can make money. That's a good hobby, if I do say so myself. And then I guess I'll wrap it up with a little bit. After I graduate, I plan on moving to Washington State, and I really want to be a naturalist for a whale watching vessel group in Friday Harbor on the San Juan Islands. And then I want to help with hands-on research with the southern resident killer whales as well, and humpbacks, and really anything. I really want to work with cetaceans. That's my goal. But I also really want to travel and just do conservation efforts around the world. So I have an idea of like a home base, but from there, I really want to keep traveling and keep just seeing everything and raising awareness and experiencing, I guess, which is the beauty. The ocean connects everything, and I really love the ocean. So I feel like that's a good place to wrap up. So this is the first episode, and I hope it's not too awkward, and I hope it's not too long. But this is just about me. If there's any other questions, I don't know. Maybe I'll do another one later on, but I feel like one is sufficient for now. In short, there I am. I'm super excited for these podcasts. I hope my various mess-ups were not too bad. I know that sometimes I stumble on my words. Hopefully that'll get better with more practice the more that I do this. And my next episode, I will be recording right after this. And it is all about living sustainably on a budget. So stay tuned for that. It might honestly be dropping the same time I drop this one, but I'm not sure. And then you can find me on Instagram at harpsil111. And yeah, I feel like that's it. So have a great day. And remember to be the change you want to see in the world.